We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. You know, I don't know, does it seem a little early for the Christmas music? Not really. I got to be honest, I have a confession. My wife and I have been listening to Christmas music for 2 weeks now, so it's our time of year. I love this time of year. After a sharp decline in the National Assessment of Educational Progress, or NAEP, scores, the Kansas Association of School Boards has been left scrambling to explain and, frankly, justify the results. Their conclusions have essentially been, one, minimize the importance of the test all of a sudden. Now, this is the test they've pointed to for years to justify their existence. Two, make up a bunch of Hillary Clinton-style excuses. And three, point the finger at, you guessed it, they need more money. Yep, not enough money. We should play the Never Enough song. That's really what it should be. That's the excuse. Joining us now to analyze the numbers and the KASB response is Dave Traubert from the Kansas Policy Institute. Dave, thanks for joining us again.
Pleasure to be here, John.
So, I mean, this is, it's almost laughable how predictable these guys are. Their first response was to blame the tests, right?
Yeah, you know, it kind of reminds me a few years ago when we discovered that schools had about $700 million in carryover cash reserves. Some superintendents said, huh, what money? I don't know what you're talking about. Others said, well, we had the money, but now it's all spent. And still other superintendents said, well, we still have the money, but we're not allowed to spend it. They couldn't even get their excuses together. This is just, it's an ongoing thing with the KASB. It's just a continuation of the dog ate my homework.
Yeah, and the sad part is you're talking about over 50, I think it's close to 54, but it's between 50 and 54% of the entire state budget, and they can't explain their results.
Well, they don't want to explain the results. Well, they do everything they can to distract people from the results. They tell people, on one hand says, we have some of the highest achievement in the country, which has never, ever been true. But then when they go to the court, they say, well, see, we have low achievement, and so that means we need more money. they claim that higher spending causes achievement to increase, but there's not a single study that has ever shown that spending more money causes anything to change.
Well, and didn't you tell me when we were talking in preparation for this, didn't you tell me that there was a state that outperforms and spends like half or a third? Or I mean, what was the state you were talking? Oh. I couldn't remember that stat. It was shocking.
Yeah, that's Florida.
Florida.
20 years ago, Florida, under Governor Jeb Bush, began a turnaround. They were honest. They said, look, we're one of the worst states in the nation. We have to do something about this. And they've shown remarkable progress. Fourth grade reading for low-income kids, where they were once one of the worst in the nation, now they are the best in the nation. And all the while, they're spending less than Kansas. They're spending about $3,000 per pupil less than Kansas. And yet they've seen remarkable growth and achievement.
Well, that's right there. But they also have school choice. They have a vibrant school choice option.
Well, yeah, they do.
You know, that's part of it.
They implemented under three basic categories: choice, transparency, and accountability. Three things that the Kansas school districts and the Kansas school boards are allergic to.
Right.
They said, okay, we're going to expand choice. We're going to give kids more option, and that that creates competition so that all the public schools did better just so they could hang on to the kids they had. They did things, they were much more open about their scores. They did an A through F translation of state assessment scores so parents could really understand. And they put other accountability measures in place. So they didn't do it with money. They did it with courage and attitude.
Well, and that's, you know, I'm glad you brought up transparency. That's one of the major issues that I think we've had in Kansas. And having served in the legislature, I'm aware how difficult it is to get a straight answer out of those folks. Some districts aren't even citing their scores at all. I recently received a copy of USD 261. That's the Hayesville School District's annual report. And it's a very nice 16-page full-color report. And they give their budget at a glance figures. They don't give the specifics, and they don't give the full budget, but they give the budget at a glance. They tout their athletic achievements. They tout some of the clubs and the organizations, some of their highlights. And they do cite certain individual student successes. But nowhere in the 16-page full-color report do they report or disclose their academic performance or whether their graduates are college and career ready. And I thought, you know, the one thing you're supposed to do is educate the kids, and it's the one thing that's missing from your report.
Right, because that puts the attention back on the adults. And when parents understand how low achievement really is, they immediately want to know what can be done and what school districts are going to do to change it. I mean, the 2019 state assessment results, which every district takes, that's, you know, what you were referencing a minute ago, shows that 41% of 10th graders in Kansas are below grade level in math. 41%. It's even worse in Wichita. It's over 60% below grade level in the 10th grade. Now, think about what they do talk about with achievement. It's the sky-high high school graduation rates. So it just begs credulity that we can have over 40% of kids below grade level in the 10th grade, and then suddenly we have almost 90% of them graduating. In fact, recently I was in a – I live up in Johnson County, and we have an office up here. I'm on the Overland Park Chamber of Commerce Government Affairs Committee, and there was a discussion about student achievement recently, and I was talking about some of these statistics, and I said, you know, we know, but right here in Johnson County and across the state, kids are graduating from high school with districts knowing they're below grade level. Now, you know what's remarkable about that? The superintendents of Olathe and Shawnee Mission were in that meeting, and they didn't say a peep. They sat there stone-faced, couldn't wait for the discussion to end and move on.
Well, I'm sure.
They can't take it on because they know we have the facts. It just reinforces.
Well, talk about your inconvenient truths. I mean, that's the problem here. And the problem is I think a large part of it is that they keep spending money in the wrong places. I saw an article from Shawnee Mission, Topeka area, and they're so thrilled, they're so proud, because this week they opened their new $28 million Shawnee Mission School District Aquatic Center. And, oh, it's gorgeous. I mean, this thing is gorgeous, an Olympic-sized pool, and they're touting how great it is and how state-of-the-art. And I'm just sitting here thinking to myself, how does a $28 million aquatic center help little Johnny learn how to read and write?
It doesn't.
Exactly.
It
and
doesn't.
Yet that's what they consider an achievement.
Yeah, that's the focus. Ever since they got the Supreme Court to start on their side in 2005, the focus has been on building new buildings and aquatic centers. I mean, it's just out of control. We're going to post a story tomorrow showing that school debt, the department just released this, school debt set another new record at $6.5 billion. That's only for 177 districts. On a per pupil basis, it's over $15,000 per kid that's owed by those districts with debt outstanding.
I mean, that's just, Yeah, Dave, I mean, if you look at, let's assume the, and last time I checked, I think the average teacher pay in Kansas was around $50,000, $48,000, something like that. If you say average teacher pay is $50,000, $28 million, that's 560 teachers. That's a year's pay for 560 teachers.
But now, John, they'll say, and it's true, that money you raise with a bond issue can't be used for teacher pay. That's true. But all the focus goes into how can we build new buildings? How can we justify more debt? The focus is not on how we can improve teacher pay, how we can improve performance. I mean, they'll give lip service to it, but they know that these numbers haven't changed. 1998, we're back on those NAEP scores. The first year Kansas participated on the NAEP test, the nation's report card, 35% of kids were proficient in reading. Now in 2019, after we've spent billions of dollars, 33% are proficient in reading.
I mean, this
only
is the kind 20, of stuff.
I mean, everywhere you look, John, it's the same thing. The ACT score, a whopping 27% did well enough to be considered college ready in English, reading, math, and science. 27%.
So,
and you know how the School Board Association responds to that?
More money.
I've heard, well, and maybe you were even in one of the legislative hearings. They told the Education Committee a few years ago when it was a different, it was a little bit higher. They said, see, that means we're doing a good job because only about 29% of kids need a college degree in Kansas. So, see, we've got 20. And I mean, even the moderates and the Democrats on the committee's jaw dropped when that dog ate my homework excuse came out.
I remember that one. I had to laugh at that one when they said that. I just sat there. Okay, so you just admitted that only 30% of the students are ready, but that's okay because only 30% of the students are going to go. And yet the whole point of the education establishment is getting these kids into college and continuing funding their system.
Right.
You know, the one thing I would absolutely love would be if the legislature were to turn around and allow the colleges, if you send a student out of your high school who's not ready for college basic math and basic English, then the college could turn around and bill the high school for the educate for remedial math and English. I think that'd be hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, obviously, John, none of this has changed. I mean, they know. Inside, the school districts know that achievement really hasn't improved over at least the last 20 years, and they know it's much lower than they want parents to believe.
Yeah.
And that's not going to change. These things are not going to change organically from the inside. The only way this is going to change is when enough legislators get the courage to finally say, okay, we're going to hold schools accountable.
And the only way that happens is when the voters do it. Dave, I've got the link to the story on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page, but if people want more information, where can they go? What's the website for KPI?
You can go to kansaspolicy.org. You can also go to kansasopengov.org to look for just data. And then our sentinelks.org. Is our media site where we have two investigative reporters writing about things like this.
Perfect. Thank you, my friend. Thank you for joining us. I hope you had a happy Thanksgiving and appreciate you coming
too,
on,
my
Thanks
friend. For the opportunity.
Folks, in the meantime, carry on, fellow deplorables. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.